Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Today we come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and we're coming to the fourth of the four elements that Solomon tells us will improve our lives upon the earth. After having spent the first six chapters basically telling us all the things that will not add any lasting value to our lives, the things that will not produce fulfillment in our lives, and basically telling us that the only thing that really produces fulfillment and happiness and satisfaction in our lives is giving God His rightful place and living our lives for His glory, according to His will, endeavoring to serve and please Him. And with that condition, then a lot of other things will add a measure of joy and satisfaction in life. But if God is not in His rightful place, then nothing else can substitute for Him. Nothing else can bring satisfaction. However, after having taught us that in the first six chapters, Solomon in chapter 7, verses 1 through 14, the first half of the chapter, does suggest to us that there are four elements that will improve our life upon the earth. And though these will improve our lives particularly, if in fact God is in His rightful place, they are things that will help anybody, whether they are a child of God or not, if they will embrace these things and learn from them, because embracing these things will lead them to a right relationship with God. And that's, of course, the key to everything. So we'll continue in this study. I pause, however, to welcome you to this Friday, October 23rd edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank those radio listeners whose financial gifts keep us paying the bills so that we can continue teaching on this station where you are hearing the Beacon Broadcast. All right, what are the first three, the ones we've already covered? What are three of the four elements that will improve our lives upon the earth? They are, surprisingly, number one, sorrow, number two, rebuke, and number three, patience. Sorrow is better than mirth, verses 1 through 4. You'll learn more from that than you will from frivolity. Number two, rebuke. Rebuke is better than entertainment, than frivolity, because that will help you to search your heart. That will help you to see you as you see yourself as you really are. Oh, that God the gift would give us to see ourselves as others see us. Well, when we are rebuked by somebody else, what we are enabled to do is to see something in our life that somebody else sees that perhaps up until this time we have not seen. And so it can be very beneficial to us that way. And then number three, patience is better than anger, because patience is God-like. Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. Patience is a demonstration of humility, whereas the opposite, impatience, is a demonstration of pride. It's a demonstration of not trusting the promises of God. It's a demonstration of self-centeredness and an exaggerated sense of our own importance. And so cultivating patience will really add a great deal to your life here upon the earth. But what is number four? Wisdom. And that one's certainly not as surprising, perhaps, as the other two, and particularly as surprising as the first two, but wisdom. Wisdom, Solomon tells us in verses 11 through 14, is better than money. Wisdom is good, he tells us, verse 11, with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Consider the work of God. For who can make straight what he has made crooked? In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider, surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him. Very, very helpful verses, if God will enable us to understand them. So let's ask him to do so as we pursue them. Number one, he tells us, wisdom with money is good. That's verses 11 and the first part of verse 12. But wisdom is better than money, the last part of verse 12. Now, first of all, he tells us wisdom with money is a good thing. Back to verse 11, wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. What is he telling us? Well, wisdom is good, and wisdom with money is not a bad thing. It's good. This can be saying either wisdom is good with an inheritance, or some translations have it, wisdom is as good as an inheritance, which of course does change the meaning a bit, but we can look at it either way. Because what he goes on to say is both provide some measure of protection in life. That's verse 12. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. Now, that's one of the things that money can do. Money does have some advantages. It certainly isn't everything. We have a saying that says money isn't everything, and it certainly is not, but it is some things. Money can keep you from starving, can keep you from being unprotected in the elements and so forth. It can purchase food, it can purchase clothing, it can purchase shelter, and it can purchase a lot of other things. It can purchase medical attention or insurance to enable us to get the medical attention we need and so forth. And when you don't have it, you are certainly more vulnerable. One of the biggest issues of our day is the lack of medical insurance that many people have because it is so expensive. Now, I really don't want to get into politics at this point, but we've got to understand that medical care is extremely expensive in the United States of America, and as far as I can tell, is more expensive than in virtually any other country in this world. Now, thankfully, there are helps and provisions. There is certainly for senior citizens, Medicare. That's a wonderful help. It's a wonderful help. I've reached the stage, the age, where I now am on Medicare because I have passed that point in life and have been on Medicare for several years, which enables me to have a supplemental insurance policy, which is not very expensive because all it does is supplement what Medicare doesn't cover, but Medicare covers most things. So that's good. I mean, that has been a tremendous help to my wife and I, a big, big relief. Not everybody has that. You have to be 65 in order to qualify for that. As far as I know, you have to be 65 or 66. I'm not sure. I'm past that now and I don't remember exactly. So those things are available to us in our country, and not only Medicare, but which is available to all people who have reached a certain age, but Medicaid, which is available to people who are based upon a low income. That's based on another measuring standard, not age, but rather a need. So there are things that can mitigate the cost of medicine in the United States of America. But the people who are best defended against illness are those who have enough money to make sure they have good insurance, or to be extremely wealthy enough that they don't need it because they can afford any kind of medical procedure. And some people are that wealthy. Why buy insurance if you're a multi-millionaire? And no matter how expensive the medical needs are, it's just a drop in the bucket compared to your resources. So, and that's just one illustration of what Solomon is telling us here, that money is a form of defense. It does defend us against some of the enemies, some of the problems, some of the challenges of life. However, let me hasten to add, it's no guarantee. And when people view money as being the primary defender of the enemies, the threats of life, they are badly mistaken, because only God is able to defend us from everything. And you're far better off being poor and having a right relationship with God and the promises of His Word that He will take care of you, than being immensely wealthy and not having God to look after you. So, but if God is in His rightful place and He supplies to you a measure of wealth, a measure of money, of resources, of income, that will help you buy the things that you need and have some extra saved up for those unexpected events of life, that's a wonderful defense. But Solomon says wisdom is, and the translation may be, is as good as an inheritance, that is, as good as wealth. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. Having wisdom, and remember, the biblical definition of wisdom means godly wisdom. It means the wisdom that God has revealed. It means the wisdom of God's Word. And having that kind of wisdom, which of course guarantees that you are rightly related to God and are pursuing a knowledge of Him and a relationship with Him through faith, through believing His Word and believing His promises. And if that is your condition, that's a defense that is at least equal. Well, it's really better than money. Because the first two verses, verse 11 and 12, indicate that it's roughly equivalent to money, but then the last part of verse 12 makes it clear that it's better. Verse 12, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Wisdom is better than money because it involves life, real life, life that is eternal, and it preserves life in this world to the extent that God wants you to be in this world. And when He doesn't, when it's time to take you home, then of course you don't want to be here anyway, really. You want to be here as long as God wants you here, and you want to go home to be with Him. If you know the Lord and if you believe His Word, you want to go home and be with Him whenever He's done with you here upon the earth. But wisdom is better than money, really. Money is a defense, but wisdom is a better defense. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about the fourth element that will make life worthwhile, and it is wisdom. We'll take it up again on the broadcast next Monday. Please join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.